With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A new report's urging companies to take action to address a harmful flaw in the AI technology they build.
The Stanford Internet Observatory found that more than 3,200 images of suspected child sexual abuse was in a database used to train leading AI image makers. Those same images have made it easier for AI systems to produce realistic and explicit imagery of fake children, as well as transform social media photos of fully clothed real teens into nudes. The watchdog group works with the Canadian Center for Child Protection and other anti-abuse charities to identify the illegal material, and they report the original photo links to law enforcement. As one researcher said, it's hard to take that stuff back. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, a wide gap remains in the talks on the Israeli hostages now taking place in Cairo.
Despite a burst of diplomacy by high-level officials in recent days, the two sides appear to be far from an agreement. Hamas has said no more hostages will be released until the war ends and is expected to insist on the release of large numbers of Palestinian prisoners. Israel has rejected the demand so far, but it has a history of lopsided exchanges for captive Israelis, and the government's under heavy public pressure to bring the hostages back safely. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
The Israeli military says it's uncovered a major Hamas command center in the heart of Gaza City, inflicting what it described as a serious blow to the Islamic terrorist group. The federal government's closed railroad crossings in two Texas border towns, Eagle Pass and El Paso, and that is raising concerns about the potential impact on cross-border trade. One operator, Union Pacific Railroad, estimates it could be losing $200 million a day as a result. This is SRN News. A prominent Christian ministry marks a milestone.
Prison Fellowship's international flagship in-prison program, The Prisoner's Journey, has reached its 10-year anniversary. The program, launched in South Africa and Nigeria in 2014, now runs in 35 countries across six continents. BFI spokesman Andrew Corley says, quote, "Many prisoners want to change, but they don't know how. The gospel message and hope that they discover through the program often results in transformation." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A former candidate who ran unsuccessfully for the Mississippi House of Representatives is accused of destroying a satanic temple display inside the Iowa Capitol in Des Moines. The display is permitted by rules governing religious installations inside the Capitol. The Lauderdale Republican, who narrowly lost last year in a bid for the GOP nomination for a seat in Congress and lost in November in his bid for a seat in the Mississippi House, is facing fourth-degree criminal mischief charges. SRN News. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley is opposing two nominations made by colleague and party leader Mitch McConnell.
Hawley stopped McConnell's nominations for the Federal Trade Commission and the NTSB from passing by unanimous consent. He notes they were part of a deal by which McConnell agreed to support a host of Biden nominations, Hawley accusing McConnell of, in his words, giving away too much just to get his former staffers nominated to the posts. Hawley has also become one of McConnell's staunchest Republican opponents in the Senate. Bob Agner reporting.
New York's Attorney General has filed suit against SiriusXM, accusing the satellite radio service of making it intentionally difficult for its customers to cancel subscriptions. An investigation into complaints from customers found Sirius forced subscribers into often lengthy interactions with agents who were trained in ways to avoid accepting cancellation requests. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.